You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful, sweet souls. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm Ian Shelley. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. We can feel you already. We can feel you. We've had an amazing day. I know all of us have had a great day. And here we are in the energy of the community and the collective consciousness. It's going to be a wonderful show. It's really wonderful. And I'm excited to announce who's here. But of course, you already know who's here. And I know you're totally excited about that. But let me just share before we get started. You know, this series is about celebrating your light within. It's about celebrating the creator within yourself, your inherent divinity. It's about celebrating the aspect of the divine that is that creative spark, the creatrix, the creator within you. So celebrate your light within. It is there. Let's let it shine. Let's uncover the light and let's receive all the support that is wanting to come through to help us do that. So we'll bring in the ancient ones. We'll bring in the divine beings of love, light, power, and service. We'll bring in all the angelic realms to support us today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Lana Spencer was born with her continuity of consciousness intact and the soul recall of her many lifetimes and fully awakened psychic abilities. She's an expert in the area of progressive awakening and foundational uses of quantum energy for bioevolutionary superconsciousness awakening, healing, integration, and soul synthesis from 3D to 12D. She also holds degrees in human services and nursing and has a detailed knowledge of body systems. So welcome, Lana. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much. And aloha and welcome to everybody that's listening and that will be listening in the future. So brightest blessings.
Beautiful. And aloha. I love that. Absolutely. Aloha. Oh, beautiful. So everyone, Lana's going to be talking about accelerated life streaming, really a truly next level holographic alignment for the body. So we'll hear all about that. And then we'll also open up the phone lines, of course. So *2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask Lana a question. And there will be a process on the call as well towards the end. So make sure that you're on for that. And so Lana will be assessing your energy levels and your field of health and functioning. And then also the process is really going to allow for greater possibilities. So that's all what we have planned for you. It's going to be an amazing conversation. So Lana, I think maybe the best thing to do would be to share with people. I know that people are curious already because we don't hear about the terms accelerated life streaming every day. If you could share with us, well, what is accelerated life streaming?
Sure, of course. So accelerated life streaming refers to a particular frequency, and it is, in fact, a living transmission that was transmitted to me by spirit that contains an array of frequencies that are a sort of activation for the divine mirror for your body and for your whole being. And a complete representation of the acceleration within your body and your cells from the subatomic level to the physical that puts you into greater harmonic resonance with your creator beingness. And resonance as a state, it creates a form of equilibrium in your experience. And when you resonate at 100%, it is what allows you to change to occur on the physical realm. And that which allows for the transmission of light to move to you and through you at an accelerated and a higher level of equilibrium and usefulness. So it's modeled to your cells. And this living transmission allows you to bypass a lot of the stress, the density, the old vestiges of the old system of duality. It will strengthen your neural processing capabilities, which is very important because the non-physical and the physical senses are all sending information through the body. So as this occurs within your body, this transformation, this life streaming set of frequencies flows within you, moves through you, and allows you to youthen, beautify, heal more quickly. It dissolves the collective pain body in the process, which is profoundly useful. So this living transmission has a very specific resonance of life streaming frequencies, and it's very dialed into your body and your body system. So like the similarity, think about a signature on a piece of paper that must match when you sign a check at the bank. So resonance is a quality that needs to match a particular frequency, such as vitality or health, for example, to the body. And these sound patterns or vibrations are expressed by an individual resonance. Sometimes this is expressed through a physical person like myself, if I'm transferring information, because I can move into dimensions that are way outside of our usual human experience at this point. I can bring these things through. And I can transfer them by mechanical means. So either through the sound of my voice, through audio transmission, through touch, but I rarely touch people. I usually just do it through the quantum field so that you can receive this resonance and affect the changes within yourself. So what happens when you get into resonance in this particular fashion, this is this very specific caliber of light, this resonance, it allows you, when you get into 100% resonance with this, an energy pattern then can express itself into form. So this is how things manifest. And this is how, for example, cases of spontaneous remission or healing occur, for example. Those are big things, but there's many, many other levels. So creator level, and I want to talk a little bit about life streaming in relation to creator level embodiment, because people throw around terms a lot, but a term is different than the experience of it in the body. So what happens in our body? So our creator level embodiment occurs through the synthesis and integration of waves of very complex light and vibration while they are in motion. Now everything in our known universe, whether it's a thought, a feeling, emotion, is comprised of energy, including our body. And those terms are often referred to in terms of consciousness or awareness. But there's still quite a division between our awareness and our experience of the body and this creator level of light. That so very different than waking up to the idea of creatorness and what we're experiencing in the physical level. So this phenomena of what we are describing right now, and when I say we, I'm talking about me and the creator beings that I work with, the Sisters of the Rose, and the angels of the Elohim, who are specifically helping to create the corridors of light and the dimensional framework to allow you to have this experience, each and every one of you, both on this call today, and then all of you, if you want to use the audios or work with me through the webinars, you're going to have this direct experience. It'll be very lovely. So this phenomena of what we are describing exists within a dimensional framework, and it is not third, fourth, or even fifth dimensional in structure. It is part of a larger accelerated streaming, this bioevolutionary field which is moving through the universe towards the planet. And it is moving in all of us. And the reason that there have been discussions about 3D to 5D is simply to make you aware of the difference between a dualistic mode of awareness and the possibility for a non-dual experience, which also has a platform that is multidimensional. So the fifth dimensional structure is one that makes moving into the unity field and change at a quicker level possible. And this happens once one is attuned to the heart structure. That's awakening experience that people have. And at this point in time, based on what's happening on the planet vibrationally, and I'm going to actually get into that more in depth today if we have time, you no longer need key codes to awaken. All of the templates are in place. All of the bioevolutionary principles are there for your use at this time, and it is simply learning to be in resonance with them. And this is a little bit of a process, and it sounds simple, but the practice of it takes a little tweaking, so which is why I'm here doing this for you guys. So the words accelerated life streaming themselves actually contain a very specific signature. Remember, we were talking about signatures and resonances earlier, or what I would refer to as a morphic field. And so your time with me, dear ones, with the angels, is going to allow you to open up your lens to awaken the brains and the innate intelligence, this awareness, this creator light that is in your body, not just in your mind, not just in your awareness, but in your body, because your body has so much more potential than you have heretofore experienced at this point. So I kind of want everybody to just take a breath for a moment and just soak that in a little bit, because what I'm saying has just far-reaching effects into our life. And I wanted to let you know, too, dear ones, that as we come together, this entire call is being overlighted by the angels, by the Elohim. And I want you to just take a moment. I want to just bring in the beginning of the morphic field of the life streaming. So as we move through the call, all of you are beginning to feel a little bit of this energy working with you. And of course, we're going to go deeper into this experience as we move along in the call. But I wanted you all to have this today, moving forward. And we're calling now for strong alignment and vibration, vibrational alignment with the vivaxis of Mother Earth, the new Earth templates that are in place. And we're activating this field within everybody's bodies and their hearts. And we're bringing in specifically the Elohim here, who are also in communion with you, along with many creator beings, the Sisterhood of the Rose, the Brotherhood of Light, Sananda, and of course many star families and personal guides who are here and really excited. I'm feeling a bounciness. It almost looks like stars in the vibrational field of the beings that are listening and the ones that will be coming in the future. And it's beautiful because within the quantum field, we can see simultaneously these different timelines converging in communion, whether or not they're here at this time or again, is what we call our future. So really soften your awareness right now, soften your thoughts, and pay attention to the energy, the sensations underlying it, even more than the words that are happening today. This is the most important component. So the morphic field that's coming to you and moving through you is more important than any of the words that were spoken. All righty.
Yeah, I feel that. And, interestingly enough, just a couple of minutes ago, I was going to mention it around the vibration and the frequencies that are coming, because sometimes we have a tendency to want to compartmentalize what we're hearing and, really distill it down. And I think we should be listening, as you mentioned, with our hearts and just really making ourselves receptive to that vibration that you're sharing with us. This is very, very powerful that you share what you're sharing with us. And I wanted to ask you about how this all evolved. But before that, though, I think for the benefit of everyone on the call and listening later, is there something that we can do to truly open ourselves to be in, supreme readiness for the information that's coming through? So, what state should we be in to really receive what you're sharing with us?
Yeah. So the morphic field, listening, feeling, letting go of the busyness of the day for a moment. So being present. Relaxed awareness is going to allow a greater receptivity. Resist the urge to track and compartmentalize and describe the experience. Again, feel and allow. Imagine that, and this isn't really an imagining, this is actually truthful. Empaths do this instinctively. Imagine all of the cells of your skin, the pores of your skin, are like a sponge and they're receiving the frequencies, the energy, the morphic field is vibrating in resonance with you. And the Elohim is creating the corridors of light. So there's nothing for you to do. There's nothing that you need to track or stress or force to see something. This is happening in each and every one of you. All right. No person is having a better experience than another. Yours is perfectly in alignment for you, each and every one of you as an individual. And as the whole beingness that you are. And the constructs, the concepts that go along with the energy, they'll soak in over time, okay? So, and we, of course, we have the blessings of this technology where you can replay, on the inner, you can just ask for an alignment and attunement and a reactivation of this life streaming energy and information that I'm bringing through today. And you'll have, like I said, the replay. So that's enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lana, this is so almost palpable. I can feel in my body, I can feel the tingling, I can feel my arms, I can feel the warmth, I can feel the energy that you've brought into this space and the gift that you're sharing with us from the Elohim and the other masters that you've really invited in to share this information through you. Very, very powerful. I can absolutely feel it. Thank you. Profound, super profound. Really, it's I don't often feel this way, but it's very, very physical right now. I'm sure others.
It's hard to talk when you're in these states. I have all this stuff to share with you guys, but I could easily just do energy work the whole time. So I'm going to take my leave from you. You know,
For sure.
I had thought that, so everything that you're feeling is a reflection of how palpable the life streaming frequencies are. So,
right.
I kind of want to talk about them a little bit, how they evolved in terms of my own experience and how I've come to share them with people in this kind of format, so to speak, because they're so useful. But, so that you understand that even though I was born with amazing psychic abilities compared to, you know, the average person, so to speak, and I have this awareness, this recollection of all these different lives, and that didn't mean that I fully understood the context of everything that I had that I was experiencing and seeing. And that's been true all of my life in many regards. I have had to grow into my abilities, and I've had to understand the context that they were showing up in and learn how to apply all of them. So everything that I am transmitting and sharing has been something that I have not only discovered or been shown to me by spirit in some fashion during the course of my life, but it's something that I internalized and had to become a living, breathing experience, and sometimes in very intense ways, in order to synthesize it into something that I could share in this particular way. So I have watched the world wake up since birth, but again, I have been an active participant in all of these things. And one thing that is really useful for everybody from every path, from every walk of life, is to find the sacred and enter into all of the facets of your life, all of the activities of your life as sacred. Look at each choice point as an opportunity to be more present, to bring in more consciousness, and to really be present. And to anything that you don't fully understand yet or is a challenge, and I always say yet because that gives us wiggle room to learn something new, right? Look at it as an initiation. So you're surrendering to your heart, to your higher self, your creator being, and that softens you. That keeps you out of the energy of so much resistance, even though you don't know yet what your next choice point will be. This is really important. So live streaming first showed up for me several years ago as an array of energies when I was in Lake Louise, and a group of Lyran Council beings and rainbow beings, and along with something known as the Temple of the Ascended Masters, which is in Lake Louise. And the Temple of Ascended Masters exists within a parallel reality known as the Fifth Realm. I'm not going to get too deep into that today, but they were the ones that first brought these live streaming frequencies to me. And at that time, they gave me a physical vision of the threads that weave through all the energies into reality that create our physical reality. So you think of it almost as a weaving, like a tapestry, like a warp and a woof. And our unique placeholder for our consciousness is our heart. And what connects us to the earth is our vivaxis, and I kind of introduced people to the idea of the vivaxis last year. So soon thereafter, after receiving this initiation and these beautiful live streaming frequencies, I had an incredible lucid dream, and I birthed myself as I was like 11 or 12 foot tall. I literally gave birth to myself as a light being, and the placenta that went along with it in the dream was a giant crystal that contained an array of 25 frequencies that represented the 25 rays of light, the light streaming, and they also were corridors of light to the 25 dimensions, which really, really amazing. So we have just come out of a cycle where our lives have been predominantly ruled by a dimensional framework that was third and fourth dimensional. Now we have this fifth dimensional heart structure and these templates that are moving us and accelerating us into the higher dimensions. The 25th dimension, which is not really, it influences us, but it's not relevant to our physical experience right now in a direct way, is what a lot of people call Shambhala. So that paradise. But so just to give you a sense of just how tremendously expansive these frequencies are. So I've literally given birth to myself as a light being with these life streaming frequencies in this particular fashion. And then I was guided to go to Australia, and I think I shared some of with this you before, Ian, where I talked about how I'd been visited there. I'd received a vision from star beings and representatives of indigenous cultures from around the world and through various timelines, who showed me a vision of the earth and how the earth was dreaming itself anew. And these rainbow clear lighted frequencies, these life streaming frequencies from the dimensions, were coming from the third eye of this one star being and flowing into the earth. And so the life streaming was flowing to us and through us as human beings. It had birthed me in my light bodies, in my consciousness in a new way. And it was also showing up in the earth. And all these sacred sites were awakening. The energy and the frequencies were changing. A lot of the Vivaxis work was being birthed in new earth for me as an energy practitioner and teacher. And along with that, many temples, sacred sites, including temples from ancient Lemuria were arising anew and being opened up and for people to use along with the expanded experience that's happening on this planet. So this was all really, really amazing. And one day I was having this experience where all these things were happening, but I was still seeing so much discordant energy in human beings, in their behavior. People were lying, not treating each other well. We were watching all these things in the news. And so I was feeling really discouraged. I was like, here's all this amazing stuff that's moving to me and through me, all this stuff that I'm sharing with people, but I'm still seeing all this other stuff, and I was feeling really discouraged. And I was laying in my bed and meditating, and Jesus, or Sananda, some call him, I usually call him Yeshua, appeared to me in my room, which immediately cracked me up. I literally had a physical manifestation of him in my room, and he was making funny faces at me, and he was rolling his eyes, and he's telepathically sending me messages. He's saying, "Yeah, it's really me. I know this is really funny that I'm appearing right now," and I started cracking up. I was like, "Yeah, it's like, so people are going to think of it. I'm either crazy or, you know, or yeah, right. The second coming occurred in Lana's bedroom. Okay, sure it did, right? I mean, I'm kind of laughing at the whole thing, but also." You know, really appreciative that he was showing up to give me reassurance at what I was feeling, because I was feeling kind of the weight of wanting to share all of this information, this energetics, but I wasn't quite sure how to apply it. And he was showing up to kind of talk me through it, you know, how to do that. And he was talking, it was comedy too. He was making me laugh. So I couldn't take myself too seriously. But he talked a lot about how in the face of divinity, there's still doubt. There's a lot of disbelief. We in biblical times or in Christianity, they call it that doubting Thomas effect. Show me more, give me more. We're not recognizing the power of what we actually have or what's right in front of us. And so I really vowed in that own moment to examine myself and my own life more deeply. Is there any area in me that has that doubt that I am a creator being? I'm a powerful creator being. And wherever this resistance is, I'm going to, Yeshua and the Sisterhood of the Rose and the angels said, bask yourself in it, immerse yourself in it, and all this will dissolve and go away. And so I did, and it completely changed my body, the way my body operates. It's changed every aspect of my life, and of course my work. So I appreciate that you're letting me share the story of that evolution a little bit with you, because it has changed me in the process of bringing it to all of you at the same time, because I've seen the effects in my own body, in my own health, in my own awareness, in my own equanimity, and of course, when I've shared it, in the blessings that are received by my beautiful clients that I work with. So, and I want to share with all of you the one thing that they kept repeating to me, the angels of the Elohim and the guides, during that time when I was having a lot of questioning and doubt, and we all go through this. Sometimes it's a little thing, and sometimes it's like a bigger, you know, period of our life where we're really just questioning, who are we? What are we doing? Are we on the right path? Maybe something isn't going according to plan. Maybe somebody's not treating you well when you expected it otherwise. Something's disappointed you. Whatever that is, it makes you question. And, again, use it as an initiation. But in that, the angels and the guides kept repeating, you are a powerful creator being. There's a resonant frequency with that. Pay attention to that, Lana, and immerse yourself in the live streaming frequencies. And I did that. And one day, it was as though a switch was flipped inside of me. I could feel it, I could see it, and then because I have this psychic vision that's really developed, I could see what was happening in my cells, in my body, and of course when I do with other people, I can look at them and see their energy field. So it's really incredible. And what happened after that switch was flipped, I went through what I call a mystical death. Literally, I died without leaving my body, and all the particles, the parts of me that were so resonating. Remember, we were talking about resonance earlier and why that's important. We were talking about, so everything that was still resonating in the old system that was egoic, personality, dualistic, pain, what have you, I saw all of those particles of energy in that life streaming frequency, and they all returned back into the heart womb of creation. And while I have access to those memories and those parts of myself if I need it, it doesn't vibrate in my energy systems anymore. It's completely different. And there was a connection that my body made to my awareness in terms of what it means to resonate in creation as creator being. And this is what I want to bring these frequencies to you. They're an incredible gift in our bioevolutionary experience. And with that being said, I also, if it's okay with you, Ian, I'd like to talk just a little bit about the energetic influences, what's happening, because remember I was saying that the earth is up-leveling and changing as well, and it has an impact on our physical experience, and so I kind of like to let people know what I'm seeing, because then that you can kind of normalize yourself within it, that experience, you know, after this call, you can say, oh, okay, I remember when Lana said such and such. So planetarily, we're going to go through a cycle from about 2019 to about 2023 specifically, and there'll be other things that go all the way up to 2030, but from 2019 to 2030, we are in the midst of a very rapid acceleration and expansion, and there is an unending stream of cosmic energy flowing from the 25th dimension all the way through to the fifth dimensional structures within your hearts. And this is an opportunity to use the live streaming energies to be able to handle and weather this experience without feeling compressed or overwhelmed or in this process. So this stream of accelerated energy is more than anything you've ever experienced up to this point. It's moving, it's amplifying through the new earth grids, and it's going to bring about its bioevolutionary changes on a global scale. So imagine right now that we're in a huge ocean and it's churning. Think of the wild weather patterns we've had over the last few years that have been releasing storms that are called bombs, that are, you know, cyclones and hurricanes and turn it. It's literally affecting us on an elemental level, and it's releasing power. It's beautiful. It's not all destructive, but it's very organic and natural. And so we're in this huge ocean of churning, moving, powerful currents, and whether we know it or not. And to the extent that we can swim within this current, we will be successful. So this huge global expansion is going to continue to increase the resonant frequency of the planet as well, which is going to have an effect on our energy system, our daily energy levels, meaning that you may go through periods where you just like, God, I feel just zapped. I'm so fatigued. You know, I worked out today. I ate right. I don't know why.
Yeah.
That's why. It's the energy. So I just kind of want to let you know it's normal. There's nothing wrong with you. It's going to change your consciousness. Of course, we've already talked about the weather patterns and the global systems, but it's aimed at moving us into a higher expression of our physicality as a collective. And there's no stopping it. We can either go with that flow. If we resist, if we fail to do so, it's going to cause stress inside of us. So our task is to learn to resonate at this higher level. And this is going to occur at, you know, individually as we apply ourselves, and we'll get more into how to do that. And it's also going to occur in humanity as a collective, because this wave is going to move us into a seventh dimensional framework. Now, of course, there are many dimensions, but the reason for this is very specific. At the level of the seventh and eighth dimension, manifestation of energy becomes instantaneous. So, and this is part of the reason why we have so many, not only ascended masters, but guides and angels invested in supporting this shifting that we're doing, because it's never been done before. This is a new experience, this level of manifestation in the physical through our beautiful earth. And we're all taking part in this. So this is really incredible. And this kind of leads me to the fact that our primary message or our task, regardless of who we are and where we are in the world, the greatest way you can help yourself is to focus on your wholeness and to be in resonance with this, your creator light, which has a very specific calibration and frequency. Now, calibration is an attunement of sorts. Frequency is very specific to the wave level and the type of oscillation. And a way I can make this really simple for people is go, well, there are many, many levels of light, and some are more useful than others in terms of ones that create the resonance necessary for us to shift into this creator level of not only awareness, but this, we're wanting to switch on our bodies in a different way. And so just think about a light bulb that we screw in, you know, in our house that has a particular realm of light. We can send out energy through our thoughts and our field, and we can affect things. That's a form of light. But again, each of them has a morphic field and a level. These live streaming ones are very high level. They're very, very different. And again, I'm going to just pause here and reamplify and reactivate the live streaming as we move forward in this call. So everybody just take a pause and breathe in. Open the palms of your hands. Open your hearts, your bellies. You're breathing. You're literally breathing it in here. It's coming in through your pores. And I'm reflecting it back out to all of you right now. And the guides are coming in here. The Sisterhood of the Rose and the Angels of the Elohim are calling out to each and every one of you, your beloved human counterparts. And they are also aware and wanting to share with you the rapid expansion that is occurring in this most beautiful universe. And they are showing up at this time to applaud you for all of the expanded awareness and personal sacrifices that you've made to get to this point in support of, we would say, supporting the evolution of all of humanity. So even if you feel at times as though you are isolated in your experience, please know that you are having a beautiful impact to the extent that you are making a conscious contribution to your own bioevolution, dear ones. All right. And we are simply allowing this creator energy to accelerate through your bodies more and more and more. So this new blueprint for humanity is already in place. And we are offering you these accelerated life streaming frequencies because it will provide a biophotonic exchange and a corridor of light for your physical bodies, dear ones. And this is occurring. We are reminding you that this fifth dimensional structure is already awakened in each and every one of your hearts, each and every one of your genetic structures, and there is no longer anything that needs to be done now except to feel into and immerse yourself in these resonant, we would say, creator level light, and this, and with the intention of opening up your innate intelligence. This will bring about a profound rebirthing, and even a mystical type of death, as this dear one Lana described, while you were going through this process. And this is not necessarily a difficult process. It is one that will allow you to feel brighter, clearer, freer, and healthier. Those that do not make this change and increase the Creator resonance within their bodies will find in time that it is harder and harder to move forward, some feeling adrift because of this. And additionally, you will discover that more and more the old conventional methods for attaining equilibrium will not sustain you in the long run, because your vibrational set point is constantly fluctuating. The life stream is very unique in that it allows for a larger container that sustains you even during times of fluctuation and brings you back into a different form of equilibrium while you are in motion. Because remember, we are creator beings within this larger sea of energy that is in motion at this time. So when we were experiencing ourselves merely through the eyes of third dimension, that reality was appeared to us in many ways to be fixed and finite, and we are now knowing ourselves to be something much, much more amazing. All right. And therefore, for those who do not, we would say, take in this information and apply it, you will find yourself eventually seeking out this information anyway and learning to use it, because this particular vibrational morphic field is, we would say, supportive and the pathway to create that creator sovereignty, that resonance that you are seeking, way beyond what you know with the surface mind. And we would like all of you, invite all of you, as we activate a deeper level of the life streaming, to feel into your bodies, feel into your hearts, or into your guts at this time, because you will feel the resonance of this and know it to be true. This acceleration and the usefulness of these streaming frequencies is a part of all of our birthrights, and it is needed at this time to sustain us for just a little bit. So this acceleration into a new dimensional framework of your body does not need to be overly thought or overly complicated, but it does require intentional immersion and integration. And we would like to tell you, dear ones, that this experience in your evolution, this biophotonic evolution, so that you are operating contiguously with your creator light within the quantum field in the physical body, it is not a race and it is not a competition. And we encourage you all to let go of any pressure and impatience that you have, or the need to rationalize this process. We encourage all of you to relax as you go, dear ones. We have observed that ascension is perceived by many as a marathon, for others a competition to upstage, to market the latest and greatest revelations of truth, that he who ascends first or sells the most of this or that is the winner. And the goal is not merely to ascend another octave. The goal is to live your life, dear ones, as fully and richly as possible as you cultivate a new vibrational awareness and equilibrium. And just let this in here. We're going to just bring in another level of the life streaming for all of you. So we are with this life streaming frequencies. This accelerated life streaming refers to the streaming that you're in and what is occurring within you. So we're closing the gaps and releasing heaviness from your body. This density is extremely useful. And the Elohim, the angels in particular, their reason for it is they are the ones that are light weaving the neural pathways. So this process of light weaving that's happening through your neural systems, through these, and creating this new dimensional framework for you to operate in. And their advice right now is to not concern yourself with timetables or specific phenomena, because that will take care of itself. It is much more beneficial for you, dear ones, to change the things you can. And you can affect the amount of love and the caliber of light that you bring into your body and hold that for the world. So you begin with yourself. You begin with your body, and you begin to change your awareness of your body as energy and as super consciousness, just as the idea of super consciousness is in and around you and connects you to all things. It is truly your birthright and your beingness. And this is where the corridors of light for the light streaming frequencies are bridging in that consciousness within your body. So why would you, dear ones, the angels are saying this right now in my head, in my ears, just because your life is transitory, view your body as being any less than divine or the creator light that you have as an idea or an expanded state when you're meditating, but it is in fact inside of your body, and you are as knowledgeable, and this is as accessible to each and every one of you. It is not necessary that you understand it in terms of the mind, but that understanding will come from your heart as you are immersed within these morphic fields of energy. The sea will open to you all that you need, and you will experience your body differently. You will experience your life differently. You will see through different eyes, and you will cultivate different references. And we have said this before, but I'm going to say it again now. It's kind of a summary here, dear ones. Your task, the greatest way that you can help yourself and the world, is to simply focus on your wholeness, the resonance of your wholeness with your creator light, which has a very specific calibration and frequency, and then get busy living your life with passion, presence, and love. So get involved in things, roll up your sleeves, and get messy in the world. So let go of the concept of perfectionism and attune to the streaming of creation that you can step into. So I'm going to pause here and just check in with you and see if there's any callers on the line that want to talk or any comments that you have along the way. Ian?
I would like to go to the phones, and I just wanted to just help people understand what you can help them with through the live streaming when you take their calls. So what you're going to be asking Lana, everyone, by pressing *2 to raise your hand, or if you're on the web, is which areas in your body, right, or in your field, where the angelic live streaming is most needed. Is that what the community should be asking you when they get you on the phone?
Yes, we look at these as perceptual and vibrational gaps. So, and for us, if we're thinking about it, we might say, oh, well, my body is less than ideal because I feel pain in my joints, for example, or I have this emotional pain or this trauma pattern that plays over and over. So those are ways that we say, oh, well, this is less than ideal. Those are gaps in certain levels of our awareness. But we're also talking about bringing in a dimensional framework that holds, that we're creating a much larger container for ourselves and for our experience. So those two things are happening simultaneously. So I'm going to look at your body, that percentage. I'm not going to go into all the personal details and I'll work at it because I can't on a call like this. We have to do that privately. Mm-hmm. But I'll look at your energy centers, and I'll kind of look at, you know, what's open, what needs to be worked on. And if you have something specific, say, oh, I have diabetes. You can just name that very briefly. I don't want the whole backstory of it. That, you know, give me your name, give me the day or the year that you were born. The year that you were born is enough. And or you can say, I have diabetes, or I have cancer, or I have, and I can look into some of those things and look at where some of those gaps are very quickly and where we can start focusing the life streaming. Okay? We're not going to go into all the personal details, but we'll go into some, you know, some basics to give you a sense of that. So.
Okay, let's do it. Mm-hmm. So let's go to, Briggsville, Wisconsin. The last four digits of the phone number are 8972. Briggsville, Wisconsin, you're on live with Lana. Hello, Wisconsin? Anyone home? 3, 2, 1. We'll come back to you later. Okay, let's go to Iowa City, Iowa. Iowa City, Iowa, and the last four digits are 7584. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Oh, thank you for answering my call. It's so wonderful
Hi.
To be with Lana again.
Hi, Lana.
I'm just anxious to hear what you see and where I need to focus.
Okay. So first name, year of birth, and do you have any body issues that are at this time, or do you want me to just look in general? It's up to you.
Well, what I obsess about most is the weight that I need to lose,
okay.
that I put on
sure,
during
okay.
menopause,
okay.
I seem to be gaining more than I'm losing.
Okay, and first name, sweet one, and year of your birth.
My name is Liza, and I was born.
Oh, hi. Okay, hi, Liza. Okay, perfect. I remember you now. I just was trying to tune more into your energy signature. So thank you. That helps me. That I remember you too from other calls. So, all right. So feeling into the weightedness of it, and it's interesting because I see two things about the live streaming. The gap in your groundedness because you have you spend so much time outside of the body, and that live streaming would be really useful for bringing in a sense of completion of the old cycle and also renewing your physical experience. And also what I'm seeing is that percentage, I'd say about 33%, which actually matches the time that you spend, but about 33% of your energy field is still in a very dormant state. And this is uh-huh. not just tied to the Vivaxis, this is tied to daily practices that you have. And I would encourage you to get a hold of me and let me show you how to work with sleep practices and the life streaming frequencies. Because you're
okay.
along with the use of those frequencies, your sleep patterns, if they're improved, it will break up that pattern of resistance to weight loss. All right. So if you use the life streaming and work with do some sleep practices, it will actually change your metabolic rate, and that will help you.
Okay.
So
I like that. I do wish I could sleep longer and deeper. So thank you
yeah.
for that.
Yeah, there's some crossover there. So
thanks,
Liza. It was good
All
to
right.
talk to you.
Bye now. Beautiful. Okay, let's go to Seward, Pennsylvania. Seward, Pennsylvania, and it's 8093. You're on live.
Hi, Lana. Hi, Ian.
Hi.
This
is the first time I've heard you, Lana. I'm really enjoying your show.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful.
I was labeled, I don't like to say that I have it, but I was labeled with a very rare liver disease.
Okay.
So I just was wondering what you see as far as my energy.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, would you give me the year of your birth, please?
Oh, 1960.
Ah, thank you. Okay. Oh, you and I were born the same year. Okay.
Yeah.
just an interesting aside there. Okay. I'm just feeling, that just kind of helps me feel your whole energy signature here. So just feeling into it. All right. So seeing a ton of information that's very, very private and personal, and I don't want to share this over the air because because we're just meeting and it doesn't feel appropriate. But at the same time, I will say that from an energy standpoint, there's a lot of we would say victimization and martyrdom energy that's stored in the body, in the liver area, so as density because of the experiences you've had, because of the medical experiences and the personal disappointments that you've had in relation to your physical embodiment. And there is an enormous wealth of energy and information that would be useful to you if you were to use the life streaming and bring that into your body and focus it. Not just on your liver, although that's what you're saying is, you know, where your disorder is. But, and I understand the desire to not label yourself as such because you feel like, oh, I am not that thing. This is an experience in my body. But nonetheless, I see that specifically your digestion would really benefit
right.
from these frequencies. The digestion very much tied to the pancreas, the production of glucagon and insulin, and that balance being thrown off. The bile duct, I'm seeing a whole lot of things here. I'm also seeing a lot of stress in your kidneys. So the reproductive organs to a smaller extent, but very much so the organs of elimination and digestion would very much benefit from live streaming frequencies. It would up-level them a lot. You're operating only at about 40% right now, and you have then a lot more that you could be bringing into your energy field and using to change, you know, what your body looks like, what it feels like, okay. How it operates, how it functions. So I hope that's a useful start.
Yes. I've been having a really hard time drinking water. It just doesn't taste right. Mm-hmm. And I know water is something that I really need in my body. So I really appreciate it.
I'll leave you with that.
Look at what.
Yeah, so digestion, I'm going to add one thing since you said that. So digestion is tied to absorption of energy, and there's a nurturing. We think of our very first touching into physicality is usually through touch and through food from our mothers, right? We get the breast or if they can't breastfeed in a bottle, but usually it's a breast. That says something about the energy transference, and difficulty absorbing that goes, all the way through your digestion, what I'm tracking in your energy field, all the way through to your liver, which is right as an organ of detox and elimination. So those things are blocked and can be opened up. We can use energy to improve our body's function and absorption and taste. You know, if there's something lacking in taste, then there's something missing in the presence of your energy field too. So we'd say that,
Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
Talk again.
Brightest blessings to you. Thank you for calling.
Wonderful. So, Lana, if we do some of the web, if we don't have the birthday.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
Well, here's one. This is Rinky from Burlington, Canada. Rinky was born in 1970. My question is if you can help me be more grounded and my energy level is low. I feel weak in my bones, heart, and lungs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely. So live streaming, activating the live streaming for you, Rinky. I love that name. Is Rinky or Ricky?
Rinky.
Rinky. Okay. So, all right, so we're activating that. You're getting a little activation right now to begin that process, but you're going to need to immerse yourself and do more with this. Your energy field right now is, as I'm looking through it, your blocks are more emotional than they are biological. So that tells me that a lot about how you process information and how you're affected by your environment empathically. And the live streaming frequencies can bring a lot of equilibrium to you and really help in that regard. So we're also seeing that there is in the frontal lobe, and this is where the Elohim's rewiring will help quite a bit. So where you are conditioned to the fight or flight stress response in the body, this needs to be calms down quite a bit, and the frequencies of the Elohim are really good at rewiring and helping you lay down new neural pathways, because we are almost addicted to thinking a certain way, feeling a certain way, responding a certain way, so much so that we don't even realize that we're doing it. And we may think, oh, it's not that big of a deal, or it's just automatic response to something. But the truth is each time we go back to something, just because it's familiar, we're laying down grooves. This is how the neuroplasticity is built. So we want to build different highways, really, so that our container is bigger and better. And that's why we're using these frequencies as a template and to help with the rewiring of the system at this time, the circuitry. Because we don't want you going back to the stress response. We especially, not only during the day, but for you, I'm reading it in your sleep cycles. It's sleep disturbances. And even your brain is not resting during sleep. And so you're not getting enough restoration as well. So just P.S., it's affecting those symptoms during the day. So they're tied together, in other words. And that's about all I can give you at this time. It's just there's a lot there for you. We see the body itself, the body's function is operating at about 70%. So it's not at the optimal level. You've got about a 30% improvement that you could do there. Vibrationally, mentally, your energetic bodies, you're only operating about 50%. So your vivaxis energies, your creator energies are only partially open and accessible to you at this time. And the live streaming frequencies will bring all that into focus within your bodies, because we want to flip those switches in yourself so that everything that feels like it's outside of you that you're connecting, the quantum field, the earth energies, the flow that you're in, the context of your daily life are all working in unison. So
thank you
so much for that question.
Yeah. You know, we'll go back to the phones and back to the web in just a little while. But I think now, Lana, if you wouldn't mind telling people about your offer, because that is that just parlays right into your offer, you know, these questions that people have and how they can benefit by working with you. So let me just share with everyone. If you're on the webinar page, click the orange button underneath Lana's photograph. And if you're not on the webinar page, then you would have to type in wotashow.com/Lana, which is L-A-N-N-A, L-A-N-N-A, and the number 5, wotashow.com/Lana5. It's 2 N's, and everything is lowercase. And that'll take you to the offer page, which is the accelerated live streaming with the Angels of Elohim. So, Lana, you've prepared 3 options for the community. Wonderful. Would you mind taking us through them?
Sure. So what I've done is created a series of special holographically encoded audios. So they're with the, and each one of them is a focus of these live streaming frequencies that are focused to a particular organ or organ system in your body. So if you'll notice, because what we're wanting to do is to take focused intention, these live streaming frequencies, and so that you begin to resonate, we close those gaps between your creator beingness, your creator light, and your physical body. Most of us, again, like I said, we perceive that we're connected to a higher light. We're connected to a higher reality, and yet we don't see our bodies that way. We still see our bodies as less than, oh, it's temporary. I know I'm going to die. I'm not really my body. My body is. And that we don't want that identification that we are only our body and our consciousness doesn't continue. But that consciousness is imbued in all things. It's sacred. So we want that activation opened up. So we have audio 1 is for your brain, your hypothalamus, and pineal glands, which is the master gland of multidimensionality. Audio 2 is your endocrine system. That's your organs of reproduction. That's hormones and your pituitary gland, which is a master gland for hormones. The third audio is a focused life streaming for your immune system. Your thymus gland, your thyroid, your parathyroids. Audio 4 is your urinary system, which includes your kidneys and your adrenal glands. And a lot of people have an overactive adrenal cortex in their body. And for the lovely lady that called a moment ago, we have audio 5, which is the liver. And, of course, we talked about other things affecting her body system. It was more than just the liver. But we have a focused one that's just for the liver because it's such a powerful organ in the body. Audio 6 is your circulatory system. That's your blood and your lymph. We've got audio 7, which is your nervous system. And audio 8 is your digestion, your pancreas, and your mesenteric, which is now, scientists have finally figured out, is its own system. So, and then audio 9 is for your skin. And I want to say with all of these, now we tend to think of just the physical, but each of your systems is also, like I said, contains consciousness, and you're creating corridors of light within your body with these transmissions, and your glands in particular, your organ systems, they are also multidimensional, and we're not used to thinking about our bodies that way. We think, oh, you might have heard some things about the pineal gland and its function. The pineal gland is your third eye and that sort of thing. But there is a consciousness in your glands. And so we are moving your creator light into your body in a different way. So I wanted you to know this because these audios are different. All right. We're not just meditating on relaxing and visualizing good things for your body. We're doing a vibrational change and activation on a multidimensional level here. And what I've done, because I know that a lot of people are saying, my brain does not know what in the world you're talking about, Lana, or I feel like I'm not at that level that you're at. I'm serious. People say that to me all the time. They go, it feels right to me. My heart feels happy. I feel light and I feel good when I work with you, but I don't understand the words that you're saying to me yet. That's okay. And because the energy is so much more important than the words, and your mind will catch up. You're growing in consciousness. Trust me, I have people that have been studying with me for a few years now, and I have some that have been with me a lot of my life, but I've had students, just since I've come on the TeleSummit circuit, I'll say, because that was a newer foray for me. And people that started studying with me and apprenticing with me a couple, three, 4 years ago, some of them were their lives were a hot mess, and they weren't in touch with their guides or their intuition, and now they're having multidimensional lucid dreams. Their lives are completely transformed, and they're able to track and follow along with me. So I've created, and for all of those people, or those people that just really love the collective energies that they're starting to learn how to move in, I've created webinars to supplement. So you can ask questions, and I'm going to explain things more in depth and repeat myself, you know, with certain concepts so that they start to sink in and make sense to you. So I have this first webinar, which is, I also have provided you with a bunch of bonuses because that you can listen to. They're recorded that go underneath the body ones, which are all from 2019 from the New Year's webinar series that I created and just a few months ago, because the new blueprints for humanity are all here. The templates for them are activated in everybody. And so, and there are new energies related to masculine and feminine in terms of what our internal and external personification will be like. Those energies are being brought through in the gifts that I'm giving everybody that's participating. So we've got three webinars here that relate to the new blueprint for humanity and the new unified field of divine feminine energy and masculine. And then I'm going to do a series of live audios in package two, live webinars. So the first topic is a really good one. It's reimagining the body as creator. So I kind of talk a little bit about our ideas about consciousness and how we're connected to higher things. But there's a lot of kind of corruption in the energy field, if you will, that I still read into how we view our own bodies and the level of energy that we're bringing to them and through them, through the cells, into the subatomic level. And so we're going to be talking about that, how our body is actually formed and using the live streaming frequencies, applying them during that webinar. Then we're going to be doing, we're going to be activating your etheric angel body. So the angels of the Elohim in particular have been very instrumental in bridging the consciousness of human beings with all of this that's happening and this beautiful transformative process that we're experiencing. And our etheric bodies are developing and we're able to move into other realms and dimensions. And similar, and a lot of people, even if they don't understand what that means or what that process is, they do feel a resonance and a joy when they think about the angels or when the angels start streaming frequencies. And so there is a tremendous benefit because of the affinity human beings have for angels in terms of our health. And so when we do this angel body activation, there's a lot of people that have the seeds of the angel codes in their body already. And when those are activated, you begin to feel better right away. And the bridges are easier to build with the live streaming with the angels because people already feel familiar and comfortable and safe with the angelic energy. That's not so when we're running energy through our body, it has to be somewhat familiar to us in order for us to recognize it, which is why some people say, I just don't feel anything. It's like it's such a different vibrational match to where a person's from that they just don't, it doesn't mean it isn't happening. It just means that it's such a different match that it hasn't caught up with them yet. So this is the angels are really adept at light weaving through our systems and resonating in such a way to help elevate us so that we can see more and be more. And then I'm going to be going into a really beautiful extended call that's just Creator Cell Well. So we're going to be immersed in that creative energy all the way through into our cells and our body using this accelerated life streaming frequencies. So these are higher health, beauty, youthening. They are those containing those anti-aging qualities that a lot of people love. So those are going to be happening in the live calls really beautifully. And, of course, all of them are going to be recorded. So you can listen and reuse them and reactivate those frequencies in yourself. So really, really beautiful. And then for all those intrepid explorers of consciousness that love connecting, I'm offering private one-on-one sessions because that's always one of my favorite things to do. So if you have a personal issue that you're struggling with, especially if it's a physical issue, we'll spend some time together during the session where, you know, discussing ways to focus, to personalize and focus the use of the light streaming frequencies to help your body. All right. And it may be emotional or maybe some area that you're stuck in your life. Don't feel like it has to just be physical. But I created these life streaming frequencies, this particular package, to focus on the body because everything, you know, when we feel good or when we have that consciousness awakened in our body, everything else connects. All the other connections are easier to make. The fact that we're still feeling so much of the expansion outside of ourselves is starting to tax people's nervous systems. And we need to flip those switches inside of our body more, and then we'll feel more balanced, we'll feel better. It'll help us. So I'm offering private sessions as well. And of course they're discounted. So trying to make it easy for people. And, they're held on Instant Teleseminar. So they're recorded, and unless Instant Teleseminar occasionally goofs up, but they're always recorded. If you're in a time zone or an area where Instant Teleseminar isn't available to you, we can Skype or we can go on WhatsApp. So we get creative with ways to connect. I talk to people all over the world every week. So there's something for everybody if you'd like to do that. All right?
Beautiful, beautiful, comprehensive, lovely offering. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. So let me just ask a question. So these audios, of course, they're downloadable. I'm talking about option one, the 9 audios.
Mm-hmm.
And those contain the accelerated live streaming. So if someone does those audios, then do they just sit and listen to them really and just absorb them? Is there a process that they need to follow as they go through? What would you suggest?
Mm-hmm. So listening, I made this really lovely because this is a wonderful thing about consciousness is because we're expanding into, like I said, building this new dimensional framework, we don't have to do everything for long periods of time. And I realize that people are busy. You have a lot going on. So I holographically encoded these and made each of these relatively short. Most of them are between 5 and about 10 minutes long in duration. So you're going to sit and just focus your awareness for just a few minutes on the part of the body that you're working on. So say it's the lungs this one day, your circulatory system, or your heart. You're going to put your awareness in your heart, observe your breathing, and just be open to receive. The holographic download is going to happen automatically as you listen, and then it will unfold and unpack itself during the day and continue to work with you. Now, if you have more time to meditate, you can sit and set the intention to activate the live stream, and you can listen to the same one repeatedly, or you can listen to many of them in a row. It's up to you. My recommendation is that don't limit yourself for one thing. If you have a physical condition, don't say, "Well, I only need this because my musculoskeletal system has issues. You know, my joints or my bones." Okay, that is good, but remember, all of our systems are interconnected. They interface. And they're multidimensional. So the more we empower all of them, the better even our one that's not working well is being supported. So even though we will focus on bringing these energies into a particular organ or organ system, we want to cover the entire body. And we want to do this over time. So again, go to the ones you're drawn to and maybe given day. do one, do all of them, do one on a loop and listen to it multiple times, because what you'll feel is a sense of elevation within yourself. It will feel really good. And then you'll kind of have a point where you go, I'm done. This is good for now. And it'll kind of unpack itself. So that may be the 5-minute version, that may be the 15. But if you're spacing out and wiggling around and just going, I just want to hurry up and get this done today, that tells me that you actually need to go through more of them. When you can focus and go right in clearly and openly and easily, then you're getting the stuff very quickly. So be aware of how focused you are. Be aware of your intention. Be aware of any resistance that you have, how distracted you are. All of those things are going to affect, you know, how long you should listen. So that matters.
Yeah.
So you're going to get more benefit from listening longer. in those situations.
You know, and this is for everyone, because this is like a whole system upgrade that's going to also upgrade your life body. You know, this isn't just your physical body. This will then also upgrade your life body and increase your ability to receive light and raise your overall frequency. So this isn't, I just want to, you know, make sure, I'm sure everyone understands, but it's not just, you know, if you have an issue with your thyroid,
right,
for example. This is an overall upgrade of your body, all your bodies.
Right. This is an upgrade of the consciousness within the body. Those areas where the gaps in your consciousness still let you perceive at this point that your body is less than your friend, is less than conscious than maybe parts of your mind, or when you're in an expanded state. We want that expanded state within all of yourself too. We want that permeating. We want them working in unison together. We want that coherence. That's a word you may have heard, but coherence and resonance go together. And we want those two things being brought into your experience. So it's much more than just what you're used to experiencing as body.
Okay. Well, thank you. And then we are going to go to more questions, but I do have one thing I want to just clarify on the one-on-one session, Lana. So for people who are thinking if they should get a session with you, what would you say to people who are considering this? Is this geared towards, again, the overall upgrades? You can help them really integrate the audios, or is it also for people who might have pain? Just helping people, you know, decide whether or not to get the session with you.
Oh, gosh, the answer is yes to both of those. But sometimes people are saying, you know, I'm absolutely fine, but I want to explore deeper. I'm at an impasse in my exploration of self, or the things that I have been doing aren't working for me anymore. What's next? And I'm really good at it's getting people set in motion again. So you know, we can use a live stream to get that going too. So feel free to, you know, to say, okay, well, you know, I want to use the live streaming, and I want to learn how to focus it in my body for a specific purpose, but feel free to freestyle too. You know, some of you just to say, well, I just want to connect with you because I'm feeling that resonance with you, but the audios are working for me right now, but I want to just connect with you. So, you know, honor that too, and just go with what feels right for you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for that beautiful offer, and certainly all the time that you have, you know, not just put all the time that you invested putting that together, but also the work that you do with people. And I know working with people is certainly a wonderful, wonderful experience, but I know it's also something that is it takes time, and it takes love, and it takes nurturing and caring, because you have to be fully present for that, for each and every person. And so thank you so much for stepping up and answering the call to do that, to serve people. So wonderful. Really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones. And of course, we still have the process that is coming soon, but I want to see if we can go back to, they're no longer there. Wisconsin's gone. Okay. I was going to go back to Wisconsin. Okay. So let's go to Oakville, Ontario, and it's going to be 9207, the last four digits. You're live.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Actually, you answered my question. I just put down my question as well. My name is Rinky.
Rinky.
Hi.
Look at that.
I didn't realize I had the star two on as well. Thank you.
The one and only Rinky. You...
Well, let me ask you, since you're on the line, does your name mean anything? Because I've never heard it before. It's unusual, but I like it. It has kind of a bell-like sound to it.
Well, I always thought my name had no meaning, but when I Googled, the meaning was noble soul.
Nice.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Rinky. Well, thanks for calling in. Good to hear your beautiful
okay.
voice. Okay.
Thank
bye.
You.
Much love. All right.
That was fun.
That was fun. Exactly. Okay, we're going to go to Glendale, Texas, and it's going to be 2853 Glendale, Texas. We are on live with
Hello.
Lana.
Hello.
Hi. Glendale, Texas.
Hi. Well, actually, I'm in Hot Springs, Arkansas, actually. I just, my phone number
is
there. Okay. My name's Nancy, and it's 1961, March
okay.
1961. And
All
just
right,
a general, I'm just interested to see what it is you do. This is the first time on the call.
Oh gosh. Well, I mean, most of what I do is we can't get into over the phone because
I know too much personal stuff with people.
But what I'm feeling into right now in your energy field is that you're a very knowledge-based person. But it's also a blessing, and it can be a trap for you where too much production over explanation for things. And so what we want to do is bring that light streaming frequency more into the body here, in that embodied experience. And when I look at the physical organ systems that would really benefit from these energies, the first one I go to is digestion, your solar plexus, your chakras. And you actually have a lot of intuition, a lot of awakened awareness, but it fluctuates a lot. So you need... you're able to open up, you're able to tune into things, and I see a lot of spirit guides around you without getting into who they are and what's going on with them. But nonetheless, I see a lot of spirit around you, but I do see that there's a big fluctuation in your energy field, and this has a lot to do with connecting and opening up the Vivaxis energy some more and bringing through the life streaming into your body more. So where your relationship with spirit has been more outside of yourself, bringing it in that creator level awareness inside of your body. And that's a newer sensation for you, really. It's easy mm-hmm. for you to feel that sense of connectedness to all things, but it's like all things except myself in the body. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I'm not going to overemphasize it or spend too much time on it because there's vanity there and I don't want to get into that. But you've discounted it in a lot of ways. And so there's some beautifying, some energetics that would really be useful to you. And what we see is that there's kind of a mismatch. The body has about 40% of your energy field that you could still use that would benefit. So it could really change your experience to use some of these energetics. The heart is very balanced. You've got about 50 to about 70%. It kind of fluctuates open and closed, and the mind is very open. So that connects the surface mind and the higher mind, and that's about 70% open. So this is kind of some interesting facts about how you process energy and information. And it was really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So would you say benefiting from the first option one is what you're referring to then?
If it was me, I would at least do the webinars as well. I would use the audios and do the webinars because it will help you process how you perceive your body differently. And this is experiential. Mm-hmm. And the audios are really, really useful, but the extra support would be really great because you'll be tapping into the group energies. The angels are going to be amplifying a lot of the life streaming frequencies through your body during those calls to kind of reinforce what's happening in the recordings. And I think you'd benefit from that. It would feel really good to you. And, of course, you don't have to talk. You can leave it on mute the whole time, but you'll get the – you'll get derive a lot of benefit from that and pleasure. It'll feel good to you. You'll be like, oh, I came away from this smiling. I like this.
Yeah, and yes, you should visit Hot Springs with the crystal energy, so come visit anytime.
Yeah, I see a lot of crystals in your field. I was going to say there's a lot of crystals there.
Well, it's underneath the earth here, so.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of quartz and a lot of rose quartz. And I'm seeing a bunch of gemstone energy, so thanks.
Great. Awesome.
Well,
thank you very much.
Much love.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Well, you know, since we also have the energy, the crystal energy and the rose quartz energy with us right now that have, you know, come into the space, this would be a great time for the process if you are ready for that, Lana.
Oh, absolutely. I love that she called because my heart just really popped open feeling the minerals, the minerals and the gems. I have a strong affinity for earth, so love that energy. All right, everybody, so just go ahead and close your eyes again. Take a deep breath. Take a few, just kind of connecting with your bodies here. And this time, as you soften your awareness, say hello to your body as source. We're used to thinking or connecting with guides and angels and all of this as source energies. But this time I want you to connect in to the source of your beingness. Even if you don't know what that means, don't worry about the mind, but I want you to just soften your awareness as you observe your breath. And I'm going to begin by activating the vivaxis of earth. Mother Gaia here. Activating the vivaxis of all, the strong vibrational energy field of Mother Earth around, in and around all of you. And this energy, this earth energy, is beginning to flow up through your body right now. Some of you may feel this in your feet and legs. Some of you may feel this in your solar plexus. Some of you may experience this as warmth. The earth energy is flowing powerfully. The electromagnetic frequencies is strong right now. This is very big. And it's coming up through your central column, to your spinal cord, up into your head. Again, you may feel this as warmth. And we are activating and bringing in the Elohim now, the angels and the Elohim. And you can all ask inside for a strong vibrational alignment and presence of the angels and the Elohim. Remembering that as you invoke them, you are also strengthening your own pathways and intention. There you go. I'm seeing a change in the energy field. The angels are coming in now. And the Elohim is beginning to weave what looks like a bronze golden energy in and around all of the collars. And this is future and present timeline. This is occurring right now. So there's a bridging occurring in people's energy systems right now to the higher dimensions. And you may feel this as energy. You may experience this as a changing in the rhythm of your heartbeat. Some people feel it that way when they're connected to the angels, when their body reacts to energy. But even if you feel nothing except relaxation, just set the intention to relax even more and open to your higher self, your creator being. Knowing that this transmission is being received in all of you at this time. And I'm being told we're going to go for another couple of minutes with the Elohim's download here. And what I'm seeing is a lot of streaming symbols and codes, geometric structures in flowing to and through the group energy here. And this is representative of that new blueprint for humanity that I was talking about here.
And we are activating the first level of the accelerated life streaming now. And there's nothing to do except be open to receive here. You may see, sense, or feel a pyramid of clear light surrounding each and every one of you. And you may imagine around the entire group as a sacred circle. It may just be a sense of gentle elevation within you. Any experience that you're having is perfectly in alignment with this process. Notice the pulsing. The pulsing is radiating from within you, extending outwards. If you're someone that's visual, you may see pulsings of colors because there's a lot of it, the light streaming frequencies always show up as this clear rainbow-like consortium, an array of colors to me. So I see lots of colors happening here. And they are accelerating it now even more. There we go. And rather than focusing on what doesn't work in your life or what's wrong, focus on the energy. Being open to it. One of the things about being a creator is we stop focusing on problems and we focus on the resonance of our experience. This resonance is what allows things to heal, to change, and to shift quickly. And we are dialing up the energies now even more. I'm going to dial it up one more time. The angels are being funny right now. They're showing me wings, but they're holding their wings up and together so that they're forming hearts. You know how people make hearts with their fingers? Only they're doing it with their wings. They're being funny right now. So they're like, we heart you. So I'm having this visual superimposed over this beautiful field that's happening in people right now. There's a tremendous amount of warmth with this. All right, beautiful ones, feel free to stay in this energy. They're saying they're going to keep this energy field open for about 30 to 60 minutes. So if you're someone that's really enjoying this, just as we disconnect the call, just tell them that you want to stay in this field and enjoy it. And the rest of you, just gently wiggle your toes and come back to your bodies. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Beautiful. Well, sweet Lana, thank you so much for being here and, you know, sharing this amazing energy with us and having this great conversation and bringing the Elohim and the other angelic beings and the Sisterhood of the Rose, of course, into our space. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. It's been absolutely wonderful and an honor to have you back on the show. Beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
Thank you so much. I'm so looking forward to sharing and exchanging energy and information with people, and I'll look forward to meeting some new faces. And thank you so much, Ian, for having me today. Appreciate it.
Oh, of course, of course. And everyone who's here, thank you so much for being here, and I don't want to disturb the energy too much, so
I know that's why I said stay in it, and bright blessings, sweet one. I'll talk to you soon. I'm going to hang up.
All right. Okay, sweet soul. Bye. We thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, we thank Mother Earth and Father Sun, the Ancient Ones, the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you for bringing us all together and supporting us and creating this space for us to gather and nurture each other. Thank you, thank you. Okay, much love to you all. Bye now.